for the October 27th, 2017 edition of Weekly Signals Weekly Review, a reconfiguration of the last 168 hours of history with a dog.
Yes.
This is KUCI 88.9 FM, Irvine, California. I'm Nathan Callahan.
And I'm Mike Caspar. There he
Once
is.
Once again.
Yes.
George H.W. Bush's favorite magician, Mahler, the fake news dog. That's right, Mahler. What a good boy.
Is he?
Coming up, whitefish energy.
Oh.
Drones aplenty. Sin, opioids, white nationalism, and more.
Okay. That's a hell of a show right there.
Yeah, really. Who could want more?
No, nobody.
This is great entertainment.
It is.
But first,
yes.
Do you pray?
No.
Oh, you do so.
No,
come
maybe
on.
Once in a while.
Come on.
Once in a while, maybe. On, yeah. Lakers are down by 2 points with 3 seconds to go.
Where do you pray?
Who do I pray to?
Wherever?
Wherever. It happens. It's just very circumstantial.
If you're like driving down the freeway.
Yeah.
And a prayer hits you.
Yeah.
Do you ever like pull over to the side of the road or anything?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Bow your head in prayer?
No, I do not. But...
Drivers in the United Arab Emirates will face fines if they park at the roadside to pray.
Oh, the five times a day is?
They do that five times a day.
Yeah.
The warning comes after a praying accident in Dubai that killed two people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The fine, 500 dirhams, that's 136, not 136, where they get that figure, I don't know.
Rate of exchange.
500 dirhams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're driving along, you go, oh my God, it's Shahrukh.
Yeah, it's
you know, gotta pray now. Yeah, you pull your car over, boom. You know, how does that happen? I don't know, Mahler. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The U.S. issued a warning about a new worldwide ransomware attack that's focused on Russia and Ukraine. It poses as an Adobe Flash update.
Okay.
So just as a warning, I never listen to what my browser says.
Yes.
I always shut down, then I go back up, go to the real site, and then you download it.
Okay.
From there, if you think you need it, you check to see if you need it.
Yeah.
There have been times where I haven't. In fact, I did get a fake one of these at one point in time that was telling me that what this does is tell you that they have your files and you won't get them back unless you give them money.
Oh.
And it's called Bad Rabbit. The virus targeted Russian media companies and Ukrainian transportation system. It has been detected in the U.S., Germany, and Japan. And, of course, it's called Bad Rabbit. No, not that kind.
Yeah, yeah.
For
Mahler, a bad rabbit is a fast rabbit. Yeah, that's right. I know, Mahler. I know you like to catch me.
Nicaragua says it will join the Paris Climate Accord, leaving Donald the Moron Trump and Syrian President Bashar the dictator al-Assad as the only world leaders stupid enough to reject the landmark climate agreement.
And why was Nicaragua not part of the agreement before?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Because the Paris Accord wasn't comprehensive enough.
That's right.
Nicaragua said, this isn't good enough. We need to do more to prevent global warming.
That's right.
Meanwhile, a new report from the Government Accountability Office here in the U.S. finds climate change is already costing U.S. taxpayers billions.
Yes.
Of dollars a year, more than $350 billion over the last decade has been spent on flood and crop insurance, along with disaster assistance, all because of climate change. But, you know, we don't believe in that stuff because we have a guy that's running the country that has the greatest memory in the world.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
By the way, that we talked about that a long time ago, how maybe the saving grace in the sort of strata of American businesses, the big businesses, is insurance. That they may actually put up a fight over
we're not going to pay for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think
Mar-a-Lago's underwater?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Too bad. You would think they have a vested interest in trying to mitigate climate change.
Especially with that corksucker Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's actually causing it.
Exactly.
It's like he's setting a fire to his house and trying. It's arson.
Yes. Yeah.
On his own property.
Well, he does. Yes.
In the Gulf of Mexico, officials with the LLOG Exploration Company, or as we like to call it, LLOG Exploration Company, say a rupture in a pipeline south of Louisiana led to the Gulf's largest oil spill since the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster.
Yeah.
The new spill dumped an estimated 672,000 gallons of oil into 1 mile deep water about 40 miles off the coast of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mahler, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's depressing, I know.
A tiny Montana company called Whitefish Energy Whitefish Energy Miler. What do you think? Yeah, whitefish. He loves whitefish.
Me too.
Yeah. White chicken, white fish,
a little breaded, a little, you know.
Whitefish Energy won a $300 million contract with a Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority to restore parts of Puerto Rico's devastated electrical power grid. This is a small company. It had two people on its staff. Oh. When the hurricane went down, Whitefish Energy, it's based in Whitefish, Montana. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's my father. Whitefish. It's the tiny hometown of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke.
Yeah,
Zinke knows Whitefish CEO.
The two guys.
That's enough, Molly.
Yeah.
No whitefish. We're not going to sue
you.
We're
talking about a town. We're not talking about dinner. I know.
God, I'm never going to say this again. Anyway, Whitefish Energy is backed by the private equity firm HBC Investments, whose founder donated to Trump's elections.
Yeah.
And can you say swamp?
Can you say swamp?
Yeah.
I know. I heard
you
this.
I got to tell you, Mike, just before I'll let you go. I'm just getting tired of winning. Aren't you?
Yes. I'm really tired of it, too. Richard Spencer, that white nationalist, the Nazi guy, he has an address in Whitefish.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Congress approved a $36.5 billion emergency spending plan to fund the recovery from Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. The spending plan gives Puerto Rico access to $4.5 billion in loans.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't give them money.
No.
The bankrupt country can borrow more money.
Yes, if they want. This is really like loan sharking, isn't it? Feel like
they're the United States.
Yes, they are a part of the United States.
We invaded them.
Yeah, that's right. You would think debt relief, debt forgiveness might be part of this package, but it doesn't. It seems even worse.
Yeah, let's just suck everything out of your environment for 50, 60 years. Then when you have an emergency, well, just so what?
Yeah.
Leave you alone. Yeah. In Indonesia, at least 50 people were killed in an explosion at a firecracker factory outside the capital, Jakarta. Hundreds of children at a school just 100 yards from the factory had to jump over school walls, dropping books and bags in their haste to get away. But, you know, who cares about zoning laws and regulations?
Why would we?
We should put our schools next to firework factories. Jesus. That's the way business should be run.
Yeah.
In Japan, members of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition won a landslide parliamentary election. That helps Abe get closer to getting rid of Article 9 so he can blow up Korea.
Oh, is this getting rid of the...
Yeah, the peace and love thing that Japan had since World War II.
Right.
That they can't threaten or use military force.
Right.
This brings it closer to them not having
that. Right.
At the Communist Party Congress, Chinese President Xi Jinping broke with precedent by refusing to anoint a successor. He didn't want to. Instead, he put six party loyalists, all of whom are older than him, around him to replace him. He didn't pick one guy.
Right.
He has six old guys standing around him saying, these guys will all die before me.
Right. Didn't he write himself into their constitution?
Delegates also voted to elevate Xi to a status on the par with legendary founding father
Mao.
Chairman Mao.
Yeah, Chairman Mao.
Xi's political thoughts or ideology will be enshrined in the Constitution.
There you go.
Yeah.
I knew there was something about
and taught in China's schools.
Oh, jeez.
Just like Bush. Soon he will be taught in schools.
You mean Trump?
Did I say Bush?
Yeah, you said Bush.
Ah, what's the difference, really? We like to enshrine Bush now. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
But he's a jackass.
Yeah.
He got us in this situation.
Yeah, by the way, this kind of, this rehabilitation of George W. is getting a little old already.
Screw you, Bush.
Yeah.
Fewer than 34% of registered voters took part in Kenya's rerun of its presidential election in the first run in August. Nearly 80% of the electorate voted, now only 34%, because opposition leader Raila Odinga pulled out of the contest and called on his supporters to boycott.
Yeah. Yeah.
President Uhuru Kenyatta is seeking a second term. In Brazil, Michel Temer narrowly avoided being put on trial for corruption. Temer and his associates have been accused of pocketing nearly $200 million in bribes and covering up their crimes. A secretly recorded tape They have Temer,
yeah,
approving hush money,
yeah,
to a politician jailed on corruption charges,
yeah,
but they can't put him away. He's got 3% approval rating
in the polls. He's 3%.
He's a right-wing neoliberal crazy guy. Like our president, Bush.
3% is what they call white noise in polling. That's just random.
Yeah.
You know, somebody will say
it could be 0%.
Yeah, really, yeah. Literally could be, because 3% is like saying, do you believe that the moon is made of green cheese? And you're going to get 3 out of 100 to say yes.
Plus or minus 5%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know I said Bush too.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that from the Spanish government. Move to impose direct rule over Catalonia to block its push for independence. In Catalonia's main city, Barcelona, separatist leaders were figuring out their next move. It could be a unilateral declaration of independence.
Yeah.
So they're just jacking this thing up hotter than it needs to be.
Right.
What is it about?
I don't know. And I understand the desire to be able to map out your destiny. But I keep coming back to this idea that Putin is putting a lot of money in these independence movements around the world in order to degrade the other countries in the world. He's been doing it all over Europe. So I'm a little leery of all of this.
The Philippines government declared victory in the battle to dislodge ISIS-allied militants in the city of Marawi. The fighting displaced over 200,000 people and left more than 1,000 civilians dead. Over the summer, the Pentagon confirmed U.S. troops helped with training, aerial surveillance, and electronic eavesdropping. Meanwhile, Philippine community radio journalist Christopher Aban Lozada was murdered by gunmen.
Yeah.
Lozada had received multiple death threats because of his provocative journalism. He was just pointing out what was wrong with the country.
Exactly.
And that provokes people. A U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley. Wasn't she like one of the runaways?
Yes.
I think she was.
She was a bass player. That's what I remember,
Nikki
too.
Haley. Yeah,
she was not that good.
Short her visit to South Sudan. Well, none of them were really that good.
Well, that didn't,
I'm sorry.
Didn't matter.
You know,
yeah.
That's not my style.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
I don't even know.
Style over substance.
Exactly.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, cut short her visit to South Sudan after hundreds of people protested against South Sudanese President Salva Kiir at Haley's events. So she said, okay, I'm out of here. Her departure came after Haley said the U.S. has lost trust in Kiir's government, which the U.S. has supported since South Sudan's independence in 2011, an ethnic cleansing campaign carried out by the South Sudanese government has killed thousands of civilians and got everybody running from the country.
Yeah.
Lots of refugees.
Yes. That's a terrible situation.
Yeah.
There's lots to it, but there is quite a north-south. Who's got the oil? Who doesn't? All that kind of stuff's going on.
Well, that sounds like the United States.
Yes, it does. Sounds like any country with a resource that, like oil,
yeah,
it ends up getting destroyed by that.
Extractable resource.
Extractable. That's the curse of oil.
News from bomby countries is brought to you by the military-industrial complex. Where killing is not just an idea, it's homicide. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber ambushed Afghan army cadets, killing 15 of them. The Taliban claimed responsibility. A suicide bomber attacked a Shia mosque in Kabul, killing 56 people during prayers. ISIS claimed responsibility. An attack on a Sunni mosque in central Afghanistan's Ghor province killed 20 people. The attacks capped a week of violence that saw more than 250 people killed across Afghanistan.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, the CIA is sending teams of paramilitary officers to help Afghan forces hunt and kill Taliban fighters. CIA Director Mike Pompeo said that under President Trump, his agency will become much more vicious.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He said that. Wow.
Well, you know, I think they will, because I know I've become much more vicious.
Since Trump's been president. Yeah, we all have.
Yes. In Egypt, militants ambushed a convoy of police and security forces in the desert west of Cairo, killing 59 officers. In Somalia, a roadside bomb exploded in the capital Mogadishu, tearing through a minibus and killing at least 11 people. There's been no claim of responsibility, the attack came a week after a bombing in Mogadishu that killed 358 people. The controversy.
Yes.
Over Sergeant LaDavid Johnson's death in Niger came as senators expressed surprise over the weekend that there are 1,000 troops even stationed there.
Nobody knew what was going on. The fact that the Senate did not know, members of the Senate didn't know that we had 1,000 troops in there. Yeah. It's amazing.
The controversy helped prompt the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to schedule hearings on the authorization for the use of military force, a bill passed in the wake of the September 11th attacks. That's been used by presidents for the last 16 years.
Exactly.
To justify blowing up people they don't like.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
16
what's going
years.
On.
How long does that, is there a statute of limitation on that thing?
Or no.
No, there isn't. So first of all, this is a direct result of something we talked about a while ago, but the AFRICOM. Established about 5 or 6 years ago. We talked about it at the time. I think we both said this is going to lead to a war. We're not there to set up YMCAs. We're there to kill people. And this is what's the direct result. By the way,
we should set up YMCAs. It'd be a lot more successful.
So much more successful.
Yeah, we'd be like the buffest nation in the world. Well, that'd be something, you know, yeah. People would be kind of, yeah. Wouldn't that be neat?
Yes.
Instead of being the fattest nation in the world,
right.
We'd just be all pumped up.
Well, why don't
we be opening gyms everywhere.
Set up, yeah, YMCAs in Mogadishu and places like that. We're there because the Chinese have made some real inroads into Africa, and we want to do what we can to block them from getting any more influence. Yes.
If this news outrages you, may I recommend a donation to KUCI FM to lift your spirits?
What a good idea.
Yeah. Just go to KUCI.org. O-R-G. KUCI.org. You can use PayPal.
Yes.
You can write a check.
Write a check.
Everything's right there.
Yeah. Stop by the station and bribe some of the DJs that are on Friday mornings from 8 to 9.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM, Irvine, California. Visit us at facebook.com/KUCI88.9 or on our Tumblr blog at KUCIradio.tumblr.com or on Twitter at KUCI FM. Stream us live on iTunes. Go to Internet, College University, KUCI 88.9 FM. And now it's time for...
Uh-oh.
Drones in the News.
Yes.
Brought to you by Mahler's Drone Club and people like you. Oh, goodness.
By the way, there have been some grumblings by the board of directors of Mahler's Drone Club. I'm just letting you know, Mahler, some rumbling.
Okay. Well, you know.
He's kind of dictatorial. Yeah, he's a little. Yeah, you are. All right.
The Don John Moron Trump administration is getting ready for lethal strikes against bad people in Niger.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The U.S. military is moving ahead with a plan to arm the Reaper drones that fly over Niger.
Mm-hmm.
France has already done that. Now we're going to arm ours.
Mm-hmm.
In Pakistan, officials say multiple U.S. drone strikes along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border killed more than 24 people last week. And Americans could see a lot more drones flying around their communities as a result of the Moron administration's test program to increase government and commercial use of drones. The Moron gave the go-ahead, allowing exemptions from current safety rules.
Mm-hmm.
States, communities, and Native American tribes selected to participate in the test program would make up their own trial programs in partnership with drone government and drone industry.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't, you know, they're not going to do it in partnership with those jackasses on Capitol Hill.
No.
They're going to actually talk to people who know something about drones.
Yes.
The agency would grant waivers to rules that now restrict drone operations, like prohibitions on flights over people. They've already done that for CNN.
That's right.
And they'll probably do it for lots of folks.
Right.
You know, all we need, though, is one crash.
Yeah.
Nighttime flights, they're going to give some... waivers to that, and flights beyond the line of sight of the drone operator. What could go wrong? In the past 2 years, the FAA has registered over 1 million drones. There are now more drones registered than there are planes
in
the
United
States. Is that
right? Yeah. Wow.
So duck and cover. That's all I can tell you. Yeah, that's right, Mahler.
Here we go.
Yay, Mahler.
Mahler.
Yeah, this is exciting, isn't it, Mahler?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he's going crazy, aren't you, Mahler? This week, Mahler the fake news dog salutes Senate Chaplain Barry Black.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, referring to the moron during a prayer before a Senate session, Black said, "Give us more legislators who are not afraid to call sin by its right name."
Yeah.
In other words, Trump.
Yes, you know, that was awesome.
His prayer for reckoning sin comes after two Republican lawmakers, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, called the moron by his right name. Sin. Corker said the moron's lying and bullying is debasing to our country. Flake, who announced he will not run for re-election in 2018, called the moron's behavior reckless, outrageous, and undignified. These guys used to deal in Trump all the time.
Yeah.
This isn't like they didn't ever deal in Trump. They were like big pushers of Trump for years.
Right.
Or at least during the election.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, they were 100% behind him. They giggled and smiled and held his hand. Who didn't know that Trump was an
exactly
ass?
Right. We all knew what we know now. We knew it 18 months ago. We knew it probably 5 years ago.
Yeah, at what point did they not know that they were dealing with hillbilly heroin?
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Speaking of hillbilly heroin,
the moron
declared the opioid crisis a public health emergency.
Oh,
OxyContin users make up much of Donald the Moron Trump's base.
It does.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's why he did this. And he only talked about it. He didn't give it any money. The Democrats are actually asking for money for this. It's Trump who just says, yeah, it's a problem. And he wants all the credit. All it does is allow states to shift federal funds to help the oxymorons.
Yeah.
You like that?
That's a good one.
Oxymorons.
Oxymorons. By the way, I would be remiss if I didn't point out that when this kind of thing was happening in the African-American community in the 80s and 90s, when it was called the crack cocaine epidemic, we were jailing them and calling them super predators and coming up with things like three strikes and you're out.
Yeah.
Today, happening mostly in rural America to white Americans who vote for Donald Trump, it's a sad chapter in American history that we have to do something about.
We have to heal these people.
We have to heal these people.
Opioids killed 64,000 Americans last year.
Yes.
That's 64,000 more deaths than caused by marijuana.
Yeah.
Democrats are calling for tens of billions in more funds for treatment, prevention, and education. Meanwhile, the Sackler family, who makes billions selling the deadly drug, is still on the loose.
That's right.
I hope they catch them.
That's right. The Bonnie and Clyde of billionaires.
Yeah. These people are filthy rich, and they made it by selling deadly drugs.
That's right.
They should be in jail. Senate Republicans voted down a rule that would have made it easier for Americans to sue banks and credit card companies. Vice President Mike Past Tense Pence cast the tie-breaking vote.
Of course he did. And guess which two righteous senators voted for this bill?
Oh, I'm sure Corker and Flake.
Yeah, they did.
It was a major victory for the greedy bastards on Wall Street.
Yeah.
The rule developed by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is the one they got rid of.
Yeah.
Would have allowed you to file a class action lawsuit when banks screwed you over.
Right.
Now, banks can screw you over.
Right.
You got nowhere to go.
Well, like recently, Wells Fargo opening up all those fake accounts and then charging people service charges for them. You now have to sue them one person at a time.
And it's arbitration.
And it's arbitration that you've already, by the way, have already signed up for. You didn't know, but you signed up for arbitration. And it's somebody that the bank chose to arbitrate.
Yeah. House Republicans barely passed budget legislation that will allow them to reduce federal revenue over the next decade by as much as $1.5 trillion.
Yeah.
Republicans hope they can get this together before Thanksgiving. That's their big plan.
Yes.
Yeah. It looks kind of sketchy. They might be able to ram something through.
This has all along been the real agenda is this. Taxes.
Well, money has been the real agenda.
Right.
Senators drafted legislation that would impose new terms on the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with Iran following the moron's refusal to certify Iran's compliance with the deal. It could violate the international agreement.
That's right.
They're going to put up new rules on something you've already signed. The Federal Communications Commission voted to eliminate a decades-old rule that ensures community residents can have a say in their local broadcast station. The regulation, known as the Main Studio Rule, requires broadcasters to have a physical studio, brick and mortar, near where they're broadcasting. The elimination of the rule will speed up consolidation of the media industry.
So what
we're going to have is more Sinclair broadcast groups.
Right.
That's the right-wing broadcast groups that's just buying up these small companies like crazy right now.
Right.
And they have an agenda.
Right. They do.
Yeah. And Trump is their agenda.
That's right. They call it Trump TV. And the other part is they make it mandatory that they run these different stations run editorials put together by Sinclair. They have no choice in the matter.
So you're running a local TV broadcast. You're telling people about the Irvine City Council. Next thing you know, you got an editorial saying that regulations suck.
Yeah.
New details emerged showing that the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee funded the research that led to the dossier alleging the moron and Russian hookers and urination.
Yes.
A lawyer with the Clinton campaign and the DNC contracted a Washington, D.C.-based firm, which went on to hire former British intelligence agents Christopher Steele, to investigate and prepare the dossier. So the Democrats wanted to find out if the moron was colluding with Russia.
The original hire was by Republican candidates who were looking for dirt on Trump.
Yeah,
then,
exactly.
And the Dems
then this
took
was passed along.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I don't see what the problem is, because the Democrats were trying to find out if Trump colluded with Russia.
Right.
Shouldn't
we
be allowed? Shouldn't I, as a private citizen, be allowed to do
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Shouldn't anybody be allowed to
Absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he refused a request for help from a data firm linked to the moron ahead of the 2016 presidential election. So he didn't give any help to this data firm. The head of Cambridge Analytica, which worked for the moron, reached out to Assange about potentially working with WikiLeaks to release some of Clinton's emails,
right.
Hillary's emails. So the Republicans wanted to find out what John Podesta's secret risotto recipe was.
Yes, that's right.
That's what they were all
That's what they, after. Yes, truly what they were looking for. By the way, Cambridge Analytics is owned by the Mercer family, by Robert Mercer, who was the largest contributor to the Trump campaign. And many attribute Trump's victory to the Cambridge Analytics honing in on at least identifying voters, and this is where the Russian messaging came into play.
Yeah.
They were able to identify these voters, and the Russians were pumping in that kind of information that they were dispensing into those groups. So that's where this all, in my opinion, this is where it all works.
The private prison contractors GEO Group held its annual leadership conference last week at the Moron's private Miami area golf resort.
Right.
GEO Group was a major backer of the Moron campaign. The company then secured a new multi-million dollar contract from the Moron administration. Its stock price has tripled since last year when the Obama administration wanted to end the use of private prisons, which you should end the use of private prisons.
That's right.
Putting people in jail should not be a business.
Should not be for profit.
It should be a regrettable thing that you have to do,
right.
that you try to rehabilitate these people, and a little bit of punishment on the side ain't bad.
Right.
Stalling them up for a while.
Right. You incentivize a company who's trying to make money to keep people in jail longer. You've made it an incentive, and this is not good for anybody.
The Moron administration proposed a huge jump in the entrance fees of many of America's most popular national parks. Visitors to the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Yellowstone, Zion, Joshua Tree, Kings Canyon, and other national parks would be charged $70 per vehicle, up from the current fee of $30 for a weekly pass. At others, the hike is nearly triple, from $25 to $70. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke said the increase, which will be considered in the coming months after public comment, is needed to help pay for maintenance costs.
I think it's just
why don't we just peel off a fighter jet?
Well, how about we peel off a couple of the F-35s?
Yeah, that would take care of it.
Yeah, take care of it. Yes, it would.
The Department of Education revoked 72 policy documents detailing the rights of disabled students, calling them outdated, unnecessary, and ineffective. Not the disabled students, but the rights, the documents.
Yes.
During her confirmation hearings last January, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos told senators that states should be left to decide on their own whether to help disabled children.
Jesus.
She's a. What's that thing where you know, like there's a female dog? I can't think of that.
I can't think of her.
She's one of those, Mahler.
Yeah, she is. Well,
that's right.
She is.
The establishment Republican Party declared open warfare on the Moron's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon. Led by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the old school Republicans formed a super PAC called the Senate Leadership Fund, with the aim of attacking and discrediting Bannon ahead of the 2018 congressional elections. I wish they'd just start attacking him now that they're trying to put this budget together. Exactly. Maybe that would explode.
That was true, yes.
According to a new poll by Military Times, 30% of U.S. service members say they consider white nationalists to be a significant threat to the U.S. security.
Yeah.
30% of service members, ranking it above conflicts in Iraq, yeah, Afghanistan, or Syria.
I think they know what they're talking about, too.
So we should just take all our drones, all our military hardware out of Iraq, Afghan, and Syria,
yeah,
and blow up our white nationalists.
Yes.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yes, I think that would be a better use of our security concerns.
The poll also shows 1 in 4 U.S. service members say they have seen displays of white nationalism by their fellow soldiers.
Yeah.
True. CVS.
Yes.
You know that place?
I do.
Yeah. You buy drugs and stuff?
No, I buy all my drugs from Rite Aid and this guy named Pierre down the street.
Well, not where you do, but the loyal you.
So, yeah.
People buy drugs from CVS. They buy shampoo.
Yes, they do.
They buy
and drugs.
Contraceptives.
And yes.
Greeting cards.
Yes.
Beer.
Beer.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
CVS made an offer to acquire Aetna. That's the health insurance place for $66 billion.
What?
It would merge one of the nation's largest pharmacy benefits managers and pharmacy operators with one of the oldest health insurers. So I don't know where that's going.
That is weird.
It's different.
And where does CVS have $66 billion to spend?
Well,
who knows?
Got a loan.
They got a loan.
NBC's senior political analyst, journalist Mark Halperin, announced he's stepping back from his job after 5 women accused him of sexually harassing them. The publisher of Art Forum magazine resigned after 9 women sued him for sexual harassment. Harvey Weinstein filed a lawsuit against the Weinstein Company, seeking access to his personal file and his email account as he seeks to get a better risotto recipe. He wants to defend himself from harassment. And even former President George H.W. Bush had to apologize for repeatedly grabbing ass after being accused of sexual assault by 2 actresses. Actress Jordana Grolnick accused Bush the first of groping her during a photo in 2016.
Yes.
He reached his right hand around my behind, she said. As we smiled for the photo, he asked the group, "Do you want to know who my favorite magician is? Do ya? Do you want to know who my favorite?" Yeah, we do. It's not you, Mahler. David Copperfield.
Yeah, see.
This is just a bad joke.
And also, this is that generation. I'm sorry. I hate to cast aspersions on an entire generation. But this is just what they thought was funny and acceptable. I'm not excusing it.
I don't know if this is suable. Why don't you just clock them? This is at a public gathering. She could have humiliated George Bush right there. Boom. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
The moron delayed the release of hundreds of classified documents related to the Kennedy assassination, bowing to pressure from the CIA, FBI, and other federal agencies. 2,800 records were released by the National Archives. The remaining documents will be reviewed during a 180-day period. What they do, they've had like 50 years to review them. And now they're reviewing them?
50.
A UCI student who led an insurgency against establishment politics won a battle for control of the California College Republicans. Arianna Rollins, an ally of right-wing provocateur, Milo Yiannopoulos, or right-wing jackass, provocateur.
Yeah, provocateur,
really, led a slate called Rebuild, which advocates aggressive actions in campus culture wars and taking on college administrators and liberals who try to suppress the conservative
voice.
That's
what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Look who's president.
Yeah.
Look who's running Congress.
All right, right.
This is the conservative voice.
Right. Look who is in charge of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
All branches of government are run by either conservatives, very conservatives, or lunatics who pretend to be conservatives.
Yeah.
And so where are we winning?
Yeah. I guess in the university, maybe that's because we have more education.
People think.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's
maybe
part
it's because
it.
We think here. Maybe it's because she's unpopular, but she thinks that she's suppressed.
Yes. I don't know. Pollution is killing more people than war and violence. Something on the order of 9 million people died prematurely from pollution. Air pollution was the main cause of death, responsible for 6.5 million fatalities, followed by water pollution, which killed 1.8 million. It's costing the world somewhere around $4.6 trillion in these pollution-related sicknesses. $4.6 trillion a year.
Wow.
So we should just keep on drilling, don't you think? Drill, baby, drill.
Or we could just take that money.
Yeah.
You know, have less pollution.
Yes.
And not charge people more to get into our national park. And finally, former Google and Uber engineer Anthony Lewandowski filed paperwork with the state of California to establish Way of the Future.
Oh.
Yeah. A nonprofit religious corporation dedicated to worshiping artificial intelligence.
You can subscribe to the Weekly Signals Weekly Review podcast at weeklysignals.com. weeklysignals.com. Subscribe now.